you mentioned about like meditating over scripture, and yeah. I think yeah, just having moments where yeah, like feel free like explain that maybe a little bit more of like how you have practically got into that or how yeah. how you do that, because I think that's something that is so cool, but I've never fully known how to really do it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go to a different verse. If that's okay.
Cool.
I'm gonna
go to
Psalms. Psalm 139. I love 139.
Cool.
It's a pretty famous one, so you may be familiar with it. You may not be. That's okay. But yeah, I think when I like to, I'm gonna do my best to explain this. I like to pair reading the word mm-hmm. and praying.
Okay.
And that is essentially the combination of those. I would say is meditation on it.
Okay.
And so often, first, what I'll do is I'll read through the whole psalm. Mm. I don't know if we have time to do that, but I can choose a specific one.
Yeah, sure.
I can choose a specific one. Let's go, Psalm 139, 16, 17, and 18.
Sweet.
Here it is. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. And some other translations say, how precious are your thoughts towards me.
Mm, yeah.
Oh God, that's the translation I particularly like, but this mm. is the NIV, so it's fine.
Yeah.
How vast is the sum of them? If I were to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. And when I awake, I'm still with you.
Mm.
And so first, I like to read it, mm-hmm. right? Some people think it's really helpful to read it a lot of times. Read it one time, two time, three time.
Yeah.
Do it as you feel led. But then I ask the Lord, firstly, I always start off prayer times asking God, it's out of Ephesians, I think it's 1:17, but it's, mm. God, would you give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation
yeah.
and the knowledge of you? So it's asking, asking God, hey, I want to know you more. So would
yeah.
you show me who you
yeah.
are? And then by faith saying, okay, you told me to pray that, so I'm going to believe you want to do it.
Yeah.
Now let's jump in. Let's do this thing.
Absolutely.
And so I kind of pick a verse in here. For example, how precious are your thoughts about me, O God?
Yeah.
And I read that, and I kind of just ask God, what does that mean?
Mm.
What does that mean that your thoughts about me are precious? Oh, you really enjoy thinking about me.
Mm.
Like, I know what it's like to think about some of my favorite people to see.
Yeah.
Your love like that is even greater.
Mm,
and
yeah.
somehow, even when I don't understand that your thoughts are precious to me, you say they are. So then I think, and thank you, God, that your thoughts are precious, that you really do love me.
Mm.
I thank you that if I were to count your thoughts towards me, they would outnumber the grains of sand. Like, God, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I just went to the beach a little bit ago.
Mm.
There was a lot of sand there.
Yeah, right,
wow,
yeah.
God, your thoughts towards me are so precious. Mm. There's so many of them. And this is kind of tying into that distraction thing.
Yeah.
It is A-okay to be distracted in this and let your mind go and trust that he'll lead you someplace.
Yeah.
Because I think even asking God for memories, that's been one of the coolest ways that God has shown his love to me is in real life applications. Because
yeah.
He speaks our language. You know, Jesus did parables about fishermen and about farmers
yeah.
and because that's what they knew.
Mm-hmm.
But he still speaks today, and he speaks in the ways that we often understand. And so if he knows that maybe my relationship with my best friend is going to impact me, like ask him for it.
Mm.
He loves to give in abundance.
Yeah.
So yeah, often I'll just take some time in those verses and kind of read them over and over again. And if it doesn't feel like the Lord's bringing anything up specifically, then that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can move on to talking about whatever with him. But I think opening up that dialogue and like first like reading the word, saying, thank you, God, this is what it says. Help me believe this.
Mm-hmm.
Help me apply this. And just asking, because he loves to give to those who ask. So I think that's the first thing is reading. I would say second is thanking. And then I would say actually third is agreeing. Agreeing, God, you say this is true. Even if I don't believe it, you say your thoughts about me are precious and you think about me all the time. Even if I don't feel it, I agree. This is the truth. I'm going to agree with this. And then God, even if I struggle, help me believe this.
Yeah.
I would say that's the fourth is asking, help me believe this. Help me live this out. Help this change the way that I interact with people. And you can do it as simply as going through that checklist if you'd like to.
Yeah.
Or awesome. You can spend 5 minutes in each of those. Does that kind of help?
Yeah. But that's great. I think
I'm not a pro at this.
No, that's awesome. I think definitely sometimes having those like practical steps is, especially like, even just getting started, you know, like sometimes you then settle into a rhythm of something that works for you more specifically.